They don't remember. That's why they wonder when I blanch. When I blanch and turn a tad bilious at the very name of Jane Fonda. They think of the exercise tapes. They think of Golden Pond. They'd remember Hanoi Jane. But I don't forget. Sometimes I'll be at a bookstore looking over adventure and action stories to read poolside, and I'll see one of those life-size cardboard cutouts of Jane Fonda standing there in her exercise sweats. I make sure nobody's looking at her. I get out of there before the sales clerk says, "Hey, who put the longer on the Fonda display?" I remember the quotes. Quotes like, "If we understood communism, we'd all drop to our knees and pray to God America would go communist." I remember those quotes! I'm not gonna bend and stretch and touch my toes. Because I remember Jane sitting with the VC, eh? While our guys were eating fish heads and stinking cages. I remember Hanoi Jane. I guess I think about it too much. And then I dreams about it. One time that I was on a cruise liner and we ran into bad weather. We ran aground on the reefs. We were all thrown into the sea. Everyone was killed. The ship sank. I washed up on shore, and when I came to, the dawn was breaking and there was a female form there. I walked over, turned her over, and I saw it was Jane Fonda. Her clothing was tattered. Scantily clad, but I didn't even give her a second thought. I'd as soon have put the hydraulics in a pencil sharpener to get anywhere near her. She sat up and looked at me. She said, "Oh, so somebody else made it." She eyed me as I stood there with my shirt off, looking grotesquely overdeveloped. She smiled and said coyly, "Well, maybe being shipwrecked isn't going to be the worst thing in the world.
Are you
as manly all over as you are for in that upper body?" I said, "Take a look at this." She said, "My God." I said, "Yes. Yeah. Look at that bad boy, Jay. Look at that." Yeah. She stood up, her eyes wide with desire. I said, "Jane, tell you what I'm gonna do. Little miss." She said, "Oh, please, please." I just stood there with the surf gurgling around my ankles and... She said, No, what are you doing? What are you doing here? She splashed in the water for some remnant as I walked down the beach with her clawing behind me. "My God, don't waste, waste not, want not, please." For the days had turned into weeks. I'd look at her, I'd stand there. Fever pitch. She said, "Please, let me have a slide." I said, "Drive her nuts. I'll drive her nuts because I remember." Finally, she'll hide in the island, fearing me. At night, when she's trying to sleep, I'll climb up on a rock and yell, Jane, you hog, I'm coming to get you." Crawl through the vines and the mud. Huh? Let her know what it's like to be hunted. Let her know what it's like to live in the jungle. Jane! And then finally there'll be a ship on the horizon one day. Weeping gratefully, she'll see it steaming along. She'll wave. The ship turns toward shore. She thinks, "My God." Diving into the water. Swimming frantically. I'll wait, smoking my last camel, watching as she swims closer to the ship. They throw a rope over the side. She starts climbing up. Outstretched hands go to help her. That's it! And I let her slide slowly back into the surface to be devoured by the sharks. Yeah, but it's just a dream. No reality to it. It's just a dream. I wake up and go, dreaming again.
The Grease Man Show. DC 101.